Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air again this week to overview what's going on with our food system and with farms in our country and the connection that we have to the families that are using the produce that we are growing and the dairy products that we are producing. We're every week here trying to enable many of you to do bigger and better things. The most recent of our American Family Farmer podcasts, a focus that we did last week on the Green City Growers, this urban farming company. A lot of people commented on that and the information that they thought was very useful. Whether you can use it yourself specifically, I'm not saying when I enter into these conversations, these folks, that everybody can use the information on every farm, but I find that the ideas are stimulating, and maybe one exact idea can't fit into your farm, but maybe there's a seedling, if you will, of an idea. This is National Farm City Week. Traditionally, it happens the week of and after Thanksgiving, and it's supposed to honor or cover the period from the first English settlers in colonial America through today, and of course, agriculture being the main source of the livelihood for 90-some-odd% of the population. That was true through to the Industrial Revolution. Well, it was actually true until the Civil War, and then the farmers went to war, and the people working on the farms went to war, so we didn't have a very productive time agriculturally in our country. After the war, things sort of settled down a little bit, until we get to the Industrial Revolution, and then things changed dramatically and have been changing ever since. But this is the National Farm City Week, sort of started back in the early 19th, well, it wasn't officially called that, in the early 19th century. Actually, Texas began to transform from a rural and agricultural state to an urban and industrialized one in the 20s, late 20s, early 30s, around the time, you know, it slowed down because, obviously, the Depression and then the war. But things are changing, certainly in the 50s and since World War II. The great American Revolution has changed, the Second Revolution, I guess I would call it. The 21st century has brought a lot of focus on conservation and restoration of nature and that sort of thing, which now seems to be the byword for lots of people who are involved in farm and city activities. I'm not sure all of it is productive or all of it is even necessary, but it is interesting to note, and I think that what I've highlighted here with regard to what farmers were paid to produce the food that you ate last week during Thanksgiving kind of says it all. We do have a relationship, but it's not a respectful one. It's one born on ignorance. It's just amazing how little people know in urban America about rural America. And so, you know, I just, it's disturbing. However, at least it's an acknowledgement. So I'll take that as a win, or at least a partial win. All right, moving ahead with some other news here on the American Family Farmer. This is Grist for Conversation, the climate change focus, which, again, sort of is connected in a way to what we're talking about with the farm-city connections. A lot of people think that all of the things coming from the federal government now are threatening our harvests and our business model. And I can get into that to a certain extent. Now, all of the talk about the global warming and climate change and what the, you know, it's like this was something new for the American farmer, huh? No, of course it's not. The temperatures have been up and down. The amount of water coming from the sky has been up and down. The amount of stuff flowing into our rivers has been up and down. The value of our fruits and vegetables has been up and down. We have lost a lot of money because of natural disasters. In the past few years, it is, well, according to the federal government anyway, it's possible that $21 billion in agricultural losses have taken place. Now, how is that different? They haven't been keeping these records since, actually, the record really got started in 2007. Government Accountability Office has been looking into what climate change is doing privately and publicly, to the risks of, growing food, what it does to agriculture. And they've actually said that the weather hasn't done much at all. I think the quote is, it has done little. The weather has done little in terms of affecting change. It's been constant that it does change, and it's been a problem for food growers and, I suppose, for food security, the food supply. I'm not sure that there's an appreciation of how significant the changes may be, according to the fellow who is doing a risk assessment advisory for insurance companies, crop insurer, those sorts of people. But to get all worked up about flooding and hazardous smoke and those sorts of things, you know, there are some things about the reality that we work in as farmers that are different, no question about it. But some of them are being overcooked, and that's the feeling of a lot of people in various surveys. Look, we've had a lot of problems. And is it good to have insurance? Sure. Is the problem intensifying? I guess it depends on how you define intensifying. I know one thing that is intensifying, and we've had this conversation on this program, problem of suicides within farm families. Numbers are going up dramatically, but more because there's a lot of government interference in what we're doing, and there also is a lot of interference from big corporations, and that doesn't seem to be part of what's being studied. Christian Science Monitor had an interesting story recently about the high-risk areas for farmers and for farming, and what happens when farmers retire from farming, what the most of them don't because they can't afford to, and there's an overview of what the tax consequences are, the weather consequences, the impact of these big businesses, the whole thing. This study is very interesting, but by no means does it lay all of the blame for problems that farmers are having on the weather or things that we really have no control over. Even though the government and some of the people that worship at the altar of climate change will tell you that it's a lot different. If you look back, it really isn't. It's how we adjust to it. It's how we, I mean, you can see plenty of stories in the 1870s, the 1880s, 1890s, and certainly the worst one was in the 1920s, the dust bowls that have gone across our country. It's just, you know, it is what it is. All right. I want to talk about the Farm Bill in a moment. First, though, let's think about where you can go to have a good time. Las Vegas is a place that a lot of people go. Actually, the folks at 541 Travel have other places other than Vegas, and you can ask them about that, where they'll offer you 3 days and two nights without having to pay for it. Huh? What's the deal? The deal is you just have to call 800-419-3684. Do it right now while you're thinking about it, and you'll be able to go to Vegas for 3 days and two nights. You may even win tickets to a Las Vegas show, which can't go if you don't call, and you can call right now. Dial up and win. 800-419-3684. It's just kind of a fun thing to be able to talk about this, and I'm putting my mind to where yours may be. Let's say you're at a swimming pool. So take advantage of this offer. 800-419-3684. You'll talk to the people at 541 Travel and have a great time on them, on me, on us. 3 days, two nights, free in Vegas. 800-419-3684. Call them right now. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about
going to Las Vegas two nights free. I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back on the American Family Farmer with some of the news of the week. The Dairy Together campaign, states like Michigan and Wisconsin, there are programs that have been proposed to manage the growth of large-scale dairies in the 2023 or just going to be the 2024 Farm Bill. Maybe a chance to save small dairy, and I am all for that. I'm so tired of seeing these huge factory farms. They're not dairy farms. They're factories. The cows are just objects. If they go, if they're having two or three lactations, they're lucky. They get brought in. They get milked as commodities, and they get killed, and they become hamburger. It's not the way I run my farm, and it would be nice if we could go back to a little bit. I suppose they say you can never go back, but there is... across the Midwest especially, a lot of independent farmers, because we overproduce dairy when times are good, everybody buys more cows, they milk more cows, like up and down and up and down. And that puts small dairy farms in peril, because they borrow money, buy cows, and then a lot of the milk gets wasted. It's pretty unfair, actually. There are a lot of uses for dairy, not only in Arkansas, we could be able to sell our products overseas. I find this difficult. So the upcoming Farm Bill is a focus, perhaps an opportunity to save small dairy, make the food system more secure. Some folks in Michigan and Wisconsin, along with the Farmers Union there, have come up with a solution, a campaign. They're proposing a federal program to manage the unchecked growth of large-scale dairies and to preserve local agriculture. It's called the Dairy Together Initiative. Proposes a mandatory program for managed growth, not just one day you've got 200 cows and the next day you got 2,000 cows. Let's come up with an allowable rate and what the right market systems and get rid of these damn corporate mega farms. I'm off of them. I'm done with them. 2,000 farms with 2,000 or more head of dairy cattle. It's not healthy. It's not good. So let's hope these folks are successful getting that into the Farm Bill. Doug Steffen here. Up in a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Robbie Kluver from the Kluver Family Farms. That's right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our discussion here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Robbie Kluver, who comes from the Kluver Family Farm. They sell hybrids. And so what we need to do, I guess, to get started is understand seed commodities, seed companies, and hybrids, and what they're all about. So let's start with you, Mr. Kluver. I'm guessing this is because it's called the Kluver, I've been very clever here. I've discovered that the Kluver family farm must be about a number of generations of farms or farmers who have been on your farm. Is that right?
That is true, and thank you for having me here, Doug. I'm third generation. My grandfather was the one who started the family farm. My dad took it over then, and then... I'm Robert Kluver III, and funny enough, I kept the name going, and my son is Robert IV. So maybe we keep the family like farm that almost, even longer.
It kind of reminds me of an old Herman's Hermit song. I'm Henry VIII. I am. I'm Robert IV. I am. I am.
Yep.
I am. Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it's probably healthier for us to have families keep the farm's going. That's what I am in part aiming to do here with this program, to give folks who have smaller family farms hope, ideas, and insight into things that they can use on the farm. So let's talk about what it is that, what was the farm doing historically, and what has it matured to be at this moment of 2023?
Well, so historically, when my grandpa first purchased it, you know, it was kind of a little bit of everything. You know, they had one dairy cow, you know, a few chickens, things like that. And they did the row cropping, corn and soybeans, you know, maybe a little wheat or some other odds and ends for crops. As we've kind of progressed and moved on, we've always had hogs, and finishing hogs is one of our the larger portions of our farm, in addition to row cropping. And row cropping would be our corn and soybeans, which we rotate, and also if for a little over a decade, I used to work in the seed industry and switched industries. And a short while later, I started utilizing we make our own hybrid seed corn. We use our own, and also I sell to other smaller family farms on the side. So that's kind of my little niche. But it helps to keep, especially with the high cost of everything in farming and seed costs, it really helps to be able to utilize a more affordable seed source. And the yields are pretty comparable to anything you would buy from the largest seed companies.
So I want to get into the nomenclature here, some of the jargon. I'm just thinking about, as you're explaining what you do, the corn that I grow is open pollinated. I have been using the same corn from the same source, little guy in Illinois. There are a couple of guys in Pennsylvania and Ohio that do it too. So we'll talk about nomenclature as to how it affects what people understand to be good corn hybridization, if you will. Robbie Kluver is here. A number of things to talk about with regard to his family farm and how he handles his animals and how he grows things and how things perhaps that he has you can grow. We continue on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Explosions heard in Gaza as fighting continues into a second day this Saturday after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. And as for getting aid into Gaza, John Kirby with the National Security Council.
Looks like we're going to be able to resume it, probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks. That's a good sign.
The first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. In other news, Vice President Kamala Harris arriving in Dubai for the COP28 climate summit. President Biden and China's President Xi opting to skip this event, the focus cutting fossil fuels and tackling climate change. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hour. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen with a gentleman named Robbie Kluver here from the Kluver Family Farms in Minnesota. For some reason I was thinking it was Illinois, and I don't know why I was thinking. What weather? We were talking earlier in the program about weather problems and how the government's trying to convince farmers that the weather is their enemy, and like that's something new. The government, these flat-footed characters that work, there are a lot of helpful people who are doing a lot of helpful research and work, but I'm not optimistic that some 22-year-old who comes out of an ag school is going to know what is necessary to know when it comes to understanding the things that we are facing in our farming world today. I saw that you grew up and went to the University of Minnesota, plant genetics, agronomy. You got a master's, and then you worked at Monsanto in the corn research group. I'm not a big fan of Monsanto, but there are a lot of different divisions, and just because I'm not a fan, that doesn't mean there aren't things going on there. Did you learn a lot? Did you contribute? What was there about the experience at Monsanto that you'd like to talk about, if anything, Robbie?
I both learned and contributed a lot. When I got out of grad school, it was one of the, you know, big seed companies, very exciting to go work for. It was actually, you know, it was a small research site in Stanton, Minnesota, and it was actually a really wonderful place to work. I know a lot of the concern everybody has with is regarding intellectual property rights, that's a lot of the back and forth kind of why
you
folks
left.
Don't necessarily think highly of it, but the reason I left is there was a lot of things were changing, and they were there was a lot of work that was going over outside of the country. I think it was cheaper. They were really cutting back, and it was kind of just a way to avoid being part of any of those that were let go.
You leave while the getting is good, in a manner of speaking.
Yep. So, but I was very far away from the politics and things that...
Sure, I understand, yeah. Just because you work at Monsanto doesn't mean you have to buy into all the stuff that they do, and I don't... You know, that doesn't need to be, nor do I really want it to be a part of our conversation, but I do figure you learned something about hybridization while you were there doing research, and the fact that you started your own line of competitive hybrids. One of the things that came to mind when I saw that first was, what's Monsanto doing to try to put you out of business? Because they either will buy up people that are coming up with new ideas, or they try to run you out of town. So have they done either of those two things to you?
They have not. That's good. And actually, the company is Bayer now. I believe Bayer bought
them. Yes,
it
is. Bayer does own them. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Nope. Everything that I use for genetics is, and it's actually kind of interesting. It's I use a lot of off-patent genetics and things.
What does that mean?
There are the Plant Variety Protection Act was originally set forward so that new inbred lines that companies or, you know, crops, varieties that companies develop, they can patent that, and the patent lasts for 20 years. And so they can utilize that for that amount of time. Once that amount of time is up, then as long as there's no patents on any of the hybrid combinations that you intend to use, it's fair game. So, you know, anybody can utilize those genetics, and what the seed industry would tell you is that over the last, you know, 20 years, we've had so much genetic gain that it would make that material nearly obsolete, which actually, interestingly, it's not the case that I've seen. I've taken some of this, even tried some really, really old genetics from the 90s. You know, you get yields back then. They were yield trial data was like 150 bushels to the acre, and that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Run those exact same identical genetics, remake those hybrids nowadays, and I planted those, and there's a number of them. You get 220 to 230. Now the genetics didn't change, so. So what changed? Well, there's a lot of agronomics that have changed, especially with precision ag, just new technology and equipment has really been, I think, the biggest driver that have increased our yields.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at your website, which people can go to, Kluver, K-L-U-V-E-R, farms.com, to see the business about the hybrids that you're doing and how you work. I mentioned a few minutes ago, because I kind of wanted to enter this into the conversation, I'm not much of a believer in the hybrids that come from the big seed companies. And so now you give me an opportunity, and others like me, I grow maybe 70, 80 acres. I'll probably grow a little bit more next year of corn for my cows. I have 80 cows, and I feed them. I don't do silage as much as feed them through the season to augment the pasture. And so I plant open pollinated corn for there are three or four different sources of it. That means there's no hybridization. It's the original stuff over and over and over again. And I'm looking not necessarily for the same thing that you maybe or others in growing the corn. There's, you know, different uses of it. I use it for silage, so I'm not so particular about how many ears are on the stalk, but I'm more concerned about having a tall stalk. And for some reason or other, the corn that I grew this year was the tallest it's ever been. I think it's a combination of the weather and maybe whatever else is going on in the fields of Illinois where this stuff comes from. Have you noted that? Is it likely? Or is it very predictable? Does the weather not become a factor in how well the corn will do?
I guess with corn, probably the biggest factor is how much moisture do you have. Are you going to get enough rain? And You know, there were certain areas in the Midwest this year that got plenty of rain, and I know I have some silage varieties, and a couple guys were like, wow, this stuff is like the tallest I've ever seen. And I was like, well, yeah, maybe that's plenty of rain.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest factor I can think of is moisture.
What's the difference? Let's talk about this. I need to pause for a moment here. I do want to have people understand. As I'm listening to you, I think I may want to try a couple of bushels of your corn and just see how it grows versus the stuff I've been using forever and a day. Open pollinated corn. Hold on a second. We're talking to Robbie Kluver from Kluver Family Farms. As you can tell, I'm kind of a geek when it comes to this stuff. I don't like to get into the weeds too much because I'm not sure that it necessarily makes a difference, but a lot of people pay attention to the hybrids and the sources of the hybrids and what they represent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't, but I am intrigued by someone who has a family farm who's doing on his own competitive corn hybrids. That I would like to support, and perhaps many of you who feel as I do about the family farms and the big agribusinesses that are trying to put all the smaller guys out of business, this may be a good chance for those of you who are in the silage business or in the grain business to see what Robbie has. We'll continue in a matter of moments. First, I want you to think about what you had to eat for Thanksgiving. Now we go into the season of parties and Christmas and feeling good, or maybe you eat a lot and then you don't feel so good. So you're thinking, well, what do I do about not putting on the weight as much as I did last year? That's where Calitrin comes in, Calotren, the Calitrin movement here to get you healthy and to keep you healthy. This is an all-natural product, folks. There are no chemicals. There's no jazz in it. You don't have any after effects of what you get from taking some of the things that have all kinds of caffeine in them. Nope, this is a natural product that's aimed at helping you restore your body. That's why it works so well. It doesn't work overnight. It's something that you take 4 capsules. You can use capsules, powder, or liquid every night, and it goes to work on your body while you're sleeping. It is fabulous. It's 86% success rate. I will tell you something. I have been recommending it for 7 years. I'm not the kind of guy that needs to lose a lot of weight. I need to be careful of what I eat more and more as I get older. And because I have a penchant for ice cream and cookies, there's my downfall. So if I have ice cream before I go to bed, I get rid of the guilt by having some Calitrin. You don't necessarily have to have it work for you that way. If you have a weight loss goal, you can talk to one of the people. When you go to toploss.com, there's a phone number there. You can call it, get connected to an advisor who will help you through the program and support your weight loss goals. That's Calitrin. Check it all out for the season, for the year, for your health at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Back with Robbie Kluver. Got a couple of minutes left. Just, I don't want to spend too much time on open pollination, but what is your feeling about the hybrids that you use versus the open pollinated corn that basically is a traditional non-hybrid corn?
I'll make this one kind of quick to explain. So open pollinated, historically, that was a lot of the corn that was used. Because you don't have the, like what you do with a hybrid, where you have two distinctly different genetic backgrounds crossed to make a hybrid, you have that vigor. You don't have as much vigor out of a population, but they're just open pollinated corn. And so, you know, your yields that you're going to be getting probably half or less than half of what you would with a hybrid. All the hybrids I do are single cross hybrids. I don't work with any open pollinated or, you know, just open pollinated populations. So I have to detassel the females and let the males pollinate the females to make the hybrid seed. And I've had a lot of people ask me, because there's no intellectual property rights on any of my material that I sell. They ask if they can replant it, and sure. I mean, there's nothing.
It's not Monsanto.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the thing that to think about too is when you reuse that hybrid seed, you're probably going to get maybe about 3/4 of the yield that you got the previous year, and you know it'll. If you keep saving seed and using it, it's going to segregate out to look like the inbred parents. And
yep.
So your yields will get lower every year. That's the reason why you remake hybrid seed. Then 100% of the plants in there are identical. And uniformity is key when it comes to high yielding.
Well, I'm going to try some of your seeds myself, I think, and see how it does next to the open pollinated stuff, just for the heck of it. And maybe I become a customer. I'm certainly a believer in what you've done, and I appreciate the fact that you have been creative, because we need more creative thinkers and younger creative thinkers as well. So check out Robbie Kluver, kluverfarms.com, for some interesting competitive corn hybrids. Good to have you here, Robbie. Thanks very much for being on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you, Doug.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Three past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I always want to remind people of what you can gain by going to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where we have, as I was pointing out earlier in the program, this most recent one is a focus on growing in the city. Some ideas for farmers. Maybe you're in suburban America and you can take what you know and find buildings in the city to grow on. I think it's a great outshoot of the business that this gentleman explained to us at Green City Growers. So that you can hear more about by going to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We also have the American Family Farmer outshoot called FoodFarmAndFamily.com, which is a website. It's a daily visitation, if you will, for us on the Daily Good Day program that I do around the country in many of these same stations. And each day we have recalls, and we have recipes, and we have ideas for cooking with wine or whatever it is, and all kinds of things that are there at your service. So take advantage of that, foodfarmfamily.com. All right, so in my my overview of what we've just been talking about here, my thoughts on what Mr. Kluver was doing, Mr. Clever Kluver, I would call him. Sounds like an old Johnny Carson bit, right? Mr. Kluver is clever, and the ideas that he explained are inspirational. I said to him when he got done, I'm going to order some of his seeds myself to try them, because they aren't over the top, and he's not like Monsanto. I think all he has to do, his promotion should be, I'm not Monsanto. That's it. Because people are fed up with Monsanto telling them how to live, what to use, how to grow, and the fact that this is off-patent is kind of interesting as well. By the way, you may know this name, Kluver, because Joe Biden recently visited the farm that Robbie grew up on, and used them as an example of federal rural investment. It was an interesting, this, I think his mother and father were there, and his brother operates it as well, a typical corn, soybean, hog operation. There are a lot of things Joe Biden pointed out about how we've lost 400,000 farms, about 100,000 every 10 years, 141 million acres of farmland are going, well, in part, Mr. Biden, that's your fault. Whether you realize it or you don't realize it, you can talk. I don't think he was talking out of both sides of his mouth because I just don't think he knows. But just so you know what's going on, the reason that we have lost farms is because companies like Monsanto and that ilk, plus the big ag concerns like ADM and Cargill and, you know, any of these other four or five companies, plus the big grocery stores, they all act in collusion. So the bigger the better, because they don't have to go shopping around. And you only find in certain places, like there are model, Whole Foods does it to a point, Trader Joe's does it to a point, but the best way to get a hold of the best food is to go to the best farms, and the best farms are not humongous big farms with nameless cows and millions of acres of stuff that's grown and will be packaged and shipped and who knows whether there's salmonella in it or not. No, the best place to go is to the farms in your area. And so in supporting that, some of the leakage, if you will, stopped because of COVID. People discovered when there was no food in the grocery store, well, where are we going to go? Duh, the local farms. So there's been an upsurge in people farming at least produce, but not with dairy. The dairy thing still is a big, big problem. And so we need to address that better than we are. And I'm not sure Joe Biden is the guy to do it. But, you know, I don't know who is, frankly. What I liked about, to go back to Mr. Kluver for a minute, was his talking about saving seeds and being able to replant them, which is certainly in the face of Monsanto. But there are many articles that are out now on how you can save seeds intentionally. The Seed Producers course has been offered by universities like Cornell that are trying to teach people how to get around. You know, seed saving is an important thing to do. It's a skill. And you should be able to do it and basically tell Monsanto to go, you know what, in their hat. So it's something to look for. You can go online and find ways of collaborating with these schools to find out how to save seeds. Smart thing to do. All right, that's it. That's my perspective on another issue. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.